A pledge to Puerto Rico. Elisa Brady, Fox News. President Biden visiting the U.S. territory and vowing to rebuild, not just from Hurricane Fiona last month, but from the mass devastation of Hurricane Maria 5 years ago.
And I mean rebuild it all, and rebuild it in a resilient way. So you don't, when storms come again, which they will, they're not having the damage they caused before.
He's also planning a visit to Florida, where Hurricane Ian has laid waste to some communities, killing more than 80 people. In some of the flood zones, search and rescue operations continue. Disruptions delay the start of jury selection for a man accused of killing six people, injuring dozens more, by driving his SUV through a Christmas parade in Wisconsin last year. The suspect, Daryl Brooks, wants to represent himself, but repeatedly interrupted today's proceedings. The judge called 10 recesses, ordering him back to his cell and eventually into a different room to take part remotely. Brooks is charged with more than 60 counts, including first-degree intentional homicide. Police in California think a serial killer may be stalking the streets of Stockton.
Five men have been shot dead since July, all late at night or early in the morning, while walking alone in largely unlit areas of the city.
Fox's Jonathan Hunt. The killings began in early July. The most recent was last Tuesday.
Police have ruled out gang violence, robbery, and hate crimes, even though four of the victims are Hispanic. So the motivation of the shooter or shooters is unknown.
Stockton police have announced an $85,000 reward in the case, and they released an image of a person of interest dressed in all black, wearing a black cap. They're in videos from several of the crime scenes, but so far no footage of anyone holding a gun or committing any crime. A good start to the month and the fourth quarter on Wall Street, the Dow gaining 765 points, finishing just under 29,500. America is listening to Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, the Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.
Jury selection begins in a third trial stemming from the suspected plot to kidnap Michigan's governor.
Michigan prosecutors call them right-wing extremists who wanted to start a civil war. Three men, Peter Masico, Joseph Morrison, and Paul Bellar, accused in Jackson County Court of conspiring to kidnap Gretchen Whitmer in 2020, in a case where there's been guilty pleas and convictions on the federal level and acquittals, as well as claims the FBI set these men up. A jury cleared Brandon Caserta of all charges in August.
I mean, this is a group of dudes who shoot guns and talk crap.
And who were angered over Governor Whitmer's COVID lockdowns. The case back in court and in the headlines just weeks before voters decide if Governor Whitmer should be reelected. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Opening day for the U.S. Supreme Court with new Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson on the bench, the first case up pitting environmental protections against property rights in a dispute over the Clean Water Act. Week four of the NFL season wraps up tonight with a California battle between the San Francisco 49ers and the Los Angeles Rams.
While the Rams have won two of their first three games since their Super Bowl title in February, Los Angeles is an underdog tonight. 49ers have lost two of their first three games. The last six times these teams have met in the regular season, the 49ers have won, including the final game of last regular season to get San Francisco into the playoffs. Where in the NFC Championship, the Rams exacted revenge and reached Super Bowl 56.
Fox's Jared Max. A pumpkin that weighs more than a ton sets a new record for heaviest in the U.S. Happened over the weekend at Great Pumpkin Farm in a suburb of Buffalo, New York, tipping the scales at 2,554 pounds. That beats the previous national record by 26 pounds. A grower in Italy still holds the Guinness World Record, though, for a pumpkin grown last year that weighed more than 2,700 pounds. Elisa Brady, Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.